Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Kip Young. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting third. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fourth. The DH, Wayne Cage. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Briggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Hood. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Staub scores. Kemp moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. There goes Cage. The throw from Parrish to second, and Cage is out. Two outs. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive towards right. Briggs catches it and throws to first to double up Whitaker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kemp moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stegman hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hood fires to first and has LaFleur trapped. There's the throw to Verizer, who tags LaFleur for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Norris steals second. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing left field. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kemp strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jason Thompson pinch hits for Mickey Stanley. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kern covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.